it's really great to see that you're part of establishing a program in the girls' basketball at Wassmann.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I first took the job, I let Coach Dr. Washington, Coach Casey, tell him, that, listen, man, I want to win. And I know in order to win, there's certain things I'm about to do, and I'm about to get the parents involved and on my side. So what I did when I met with the parents, I would let them know, listen, I meet with them every year. Let me be the coach, and you all be the parents. And with that being said is, I don't need you going behind me telling your kid to shoot the ball, do this. Or if coach tell you to do this, do the opposite. I need you to encourage them of what I'm saying. They come on, send them hard on them. Don't just let them stay at home. Send them back. Since I've been here, I had some parents to where, as an assistant, if a coach would get on that child, the parent would keep them at home or come up here and fuss back with the coach. And I let them know, we're trying to make the kid better, athletic-wise and academic-wise. So let us have them. We're not going to do anything that's going to hurt them, to harm them. I still have my parents, and I have a lot of parents. They bought into what I'm doing. I mean, the parents don't even come to my practice. I have no complaints. They'll coach. Well, if they call me, they say, Coach, what you need? I say, well, yeah.
And that's a great thing for sure, and it does show you that you've established that program. And we appreciate the time for sure, and all the philosophies that you have. I wish there was more coaches today that had the attitude and the priorities that you have in your program. A lot of kids would benefit a lot more if they had the same kind of leadership that you're giving your girls. So we appreciate it very much, and we appreciate your time this morning, and congratulations on your state championship, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad you all reached out to me. It was amazing. And before we get out, it was good to not only just talk about basketball, but just talk about like different philosophies. I love that, and I appreciate you all about that.
Absolutely.
It makes a huge, huge difference. I've been there, and unless you've experienced it, a lot of times people don't understand what that culture and the culture in the future means. They don't realize it.
Otis, you've made a great difference already so far. Keep doing and keep up the great work. We're awfully proud of you.
All right. Thank you all.
Taking a look at your forecast for this Thursday, clear skies with a slight chance of showers. Our high today will be 77, and then tonight the rain chances will increase, and so will the thunderstorm possibilities. Look for about an 80% chance of precipitation as of right now with a low of 61, and then for tomorrow, another 80 to 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71 and a low of 52. The rain chances will decrease as we move on into Saturday with a high of 60.
Ginn's Auto Body Ruston, North Louisiana's premier auto body service center on Industrial Drive in Ruston, where quality collision repair begins.
If sweat is your body's natural way of cooling itself down, then condensation is a beer's natural way of saying, drink me. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer.
Is your house note going up due to your homeowner insurance? If that answer is yes, then MIMS Insurance has your answer. Don't hesitate to call Paul and his staff, as they can help you tailor your homeowner's insurance to best fix you and your family's needs. And they can also keep your house note down. Call MIMS Insurance today. 318-387-5211. That's MIMS Insurance at 318-387-5211.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport.
Smoothie King asks, what's that sound? That's the sound of hearts popping out of your eyes when you see Smoothie King's all-new smoothie bowls. These Power Pack beauties are just waiting to be spooned. Our smoothie bowls start with acai or pitaya and are handcrafted with fresh toppings like sliced bananas, sweet berries, ripe mangoes, crunchy Purely Elizabeth granola, and a savory peanut butter drizzle. That's the sound of a smoothie bowl being made fresh, just for you. The new smoothie bowls menu.
only at Smoothie King.
If you or a loved one have been injured or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero. I'm Lauren Guerrero, and my father is Jeff Guerrero. He has helped thousands of people who have been injured in auto accidents, offshore accidents, drug recalls, and victims of medical negligence. So if you or a loved one have been injured through no fault of your own, do what thousands of injured clients have already done. Go Guerrero. Call 24 hours a day at 325-4306 or come by the office at 2200 Forsyth Avenue in Monroe.
This has been The Sports Company with Sean Fox, presented by Bud Light. Come back every weekday, 3 to 6 p.m. for more Sports Company on Sports Talk 977.
One.
Looking for the one, what you looking at the one?
At work, I play it all day, every day at work.
When Dan Patrick speaks, you better stop and listen.
Yeah, where do you listen at?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Let's refresh your memory. The Broncos acquired Russ, a 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback, and that was in March of 2022. The Broncos gave up 5 draft picks, including 2 first-rounders, and also 3 players in exchange for Russ, and also a fourth-round pick. Denver has won 11 of the 30 games since he started, and now Sean Payton moves on. We're not surprised. We thought this was going to happen. The question is, was when it was going to happen and where Russ is going to be headed. And this is sort of like declaring bankruptcy. You know, you tried something, didn't work, the business didn't work, and now you declare bankruptcy of sorts, and you send Russ packing. Sean Payton didn't want Russell Wilson. But, you know, I start to look at this organization. You brought in Nathaniel Hackett. You made a trade for Russell Wilson. I mean, that has been devastating when you think about this. And now Sean is in. Now Sean Payton's on the clock. Now it starts. It's like, tick, 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 tick. Here we go. Okay, Sean, who do you want? And I'm looking at the Denver Post. They have a couple of options here. How about Bo Nix, Oregon? How about Michael Penix Jr. III from Washington? J.J. McCarthy from Michigan? Every mock draft has J.J. McCarthy going to Denver. How about Gardner Minshew? How about Jameis Winston? How about Justin Fields? These are possibilities that are presented in the Denver Post. They go into detail as to why these players could be an interesting option there. But it looks like, you know, Sean's going to get his guy, a younger guy. He wants to mold him.
If you want to know what Dan Patrick said next, just podcast it by searching The Dan Patrick Show. And as always, you can listen to Dan Patrick live weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio.
Let me steal an average take from Allen.
The Ben Maller Show.
We're hearing now that Justin Fields, turns out in reality, he is Mr. Unpopular. Well, this is the latest reporting here that the NFL talent evaluators, they believe that Justin Fields has cooties. The talent people in the NFL, they've watched him play and they're not impressed. They don't think he's very good. And Chicago's in an interesting spot here. They're in a bit of a pickle jar. The Bears, in late April, are going to take a guy named Caleb Williams. He's the crying quarterback out of USC. But in order to have a smooth transition of power, you see what you need here is somebody to get Justin Fields, right? Somebody has to take Justin Fields. And if you believe the chatter, despite earlier reports, he is not exactly generating much buzz.
Ben Maller. Weeknights, 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Here's the thing.
First name, Doug.
Boom, what up?
Last name, Gottlieb.
Google me.
Middle name, Unrelenting.
The idea is very simple.
It's not an equitable system. It's never been fair.
No fat.
The meat of the story. Let's cut through the gristle.
Cut out the fat.
Just sports meat.
Well, that's not the point. Actually, that is the point.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details.
Check them out.
FS1.
Check them out.
FS1.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, 97.7.
It's time for the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 97.7 is also brought to you by Courtesy Automotive Group, Walpole Tire, Dairy Queen. Text us at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, BC, Beck Haynes, John Tabor, Sports Talk 97.7. Of course, you can get us on the Rejuvenate hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. Of course, it's Thursday night. We're used to Tuesday night, but we're on for Thursday night, helping you preview Louisiana Tech and Sam Houston. Big matchup inside the Thomas Assembly Center tonight at 8 p.m., hope you make your way out to the Tech. It's if you go ahead and head out there right now, you get in for free. Or you can get $5 tickets here any time leading up to the game. But, Beck, be honest with you, pal, it's been a while. Didn't even know what you looked like until I saw you.
Been a minute. Glad to be back. You went ahead and extended the contract for the season without really talking to me about it.
Well, I would assume you're going to say that we've been in contract negotiations to extend the contract into the spring.
Zero movement whatsoever from your side. So, you know, I had to hold out a little bit. Turns out, still need my little paycheck, so I'm here.
You know? Yeah. Hey, it's good to see you. I guess a lot's happened. It's probably been, probably 3 weeks since you've been on the air. But, you know, we got a lot to get into tonight. Coming up at 6:30. Got new Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Ryan Ivey will join us. Glad that you're in for that. Excited to talk to him for the first time. I know you missed the press conference. You were out of town. But now I guess I'll ask you first off, like, kind of your thoughts surrounding the hire. We haven't had a chance for you to react.
Honestly, you know, as I've matured as an average sports fan, you kind of just – you hear things
a
lot, and then you either see those things come true or they don't.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Fair enough.
I've been through enough of these press conferences, whether it's football coaches, ADs, presidents, whatever, where you better be able to talk the talk.
You
got to do it. Now, I just kind of am in this holding pattern of like, hey, we'll just see if you back it up. I hope you do. I'm going to support you. Support my little team.
I appreciate it.
You know? So I think he said the right things. I think I do like that he's got some experience as an AD. I don't really know how he did. He got some experience as an AD on a budget, because let me tell you something, Ben, we're on a budget.
You ought to know what? About the experience aspect of it, I didn't think of this a few weeks ago when he was hired. I mentioned the experience as a positive, but that's one of the questions that I'm going to ask him tonight is, you know, obviously this is your fourth head AD job. So, like, I would imagine he has his kind of set parameters or set evaluations that he does, and I would like to hear him kind of discuss, you know, how that's evolved from his first job to where he is coming into his fourth job.
Yeah, I think when you're in a job, any job, you're in the job, you have things you want to do, and then you leave the job, and maybe you get a little clarity. You're like, I didn't do that well, or I did do that well, or I wish I'd have done this. I didn't see it that way. So for him to have had four previous head jobs, I do like that. Like, surely that's given him some perspective that.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's, you know, the other route here is you get like a deputy AD at a bigger school. Like, I think on paper, that's sexy, but, like, is it, though?
No, it is sexy on paper. Let's go back, though. Let's go all the way back to Eric Wood. You come in here, and this isn't bagging on Eric Wood. You talk about culture, class, competitive excellence. You talk about this 90-day plan. Like, being the best G5 school, the most sought-after G5, all this. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I love hearing that. I really do.
But when you weren't the head guy, you were riding somebody else's coattails about that. You were contributing.
Yes.
But it's just all...
But I'm saying, like, at what point does... And like you said, like, you love the rah-rah, you love the get behind you, but, like,
you gotta
at the
be
same time,
that.
Like, at the end of Eric Wood's 90-day opening evaluation period, like, I think a lot of Tech fans took that as like, all right, you're going to come to us and you're going to say, all right, here's what I saw and here's what we're going to do. Or you talk about culture, class, competitive excellence, like we're wanting to hear how you're establishing the culture. Like, I can see a bunch of nice guys on the court, but I can also tell you that, like, we ain't winning a whole lot.
Right.
So, like, competitive excellence, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When you come in with all the catchy phrases, and I alluded to that, I believe, last Tuesday night when talking about Ryan Ivey's opening press conference, like, there wasn't a whole lot of rah-rah. Well, it was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Like, we're going to pay attention to small details. We understand the tight budget. We're going to go to work.
Here's how I feel about, like, introductory press conferences. It's not really, like, yours to win. It's really yours to lose.
Yes.
Like, I expect you to have a plan, to have your rah-rah words or your keywords of things you want to do. But basically, I'm just going to make sure you're not going to, like, I'm not going to walk away being like, that was terrible, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's really all it is. Like, there's not much you can say in given Tech situation that's gonna have me, like, running through a brick wall. Like, we're in a bad spot. Like,
hey, not necessarily.
I mean, baseball, basketball, I mean, we rolling.
Bowling's number 7 in the country.
I'm just saying, as a whole.
No, I get what you're saying.
Like, it's there's not a lot you can not a lot you can say having not been here, not knowing what you don't know. It's going to get me extra fired up. I'm going into that, or I'm caring about the press conference because I want to make sure that everybody around me is not walking away going, "What was that?" You know.
Yeah.
And
that
wasn't the case. Ryan did a fine job. I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I think it's different. I think when Eric Wood got hired a few years ago, I think there was still a little hope from the G5 perspective to, like, get to the next level.
Yeah.
Honestly, that dream's dead, like, for a lot of G5s, not just Tech. So I'm curious, like, what is his angle here? Like, we're not trying to, like, wiggle our way into the SEC in 5 years. Like, it's not happening.
Might.
Maybe. But, like, can you get fans to come back to games? Like, can you
– I take it.
Yeah. Can
Start
you
Start tonight.
Can you clean up all the super unprofessional, like – branding, marketing stuff we got going on. Like, can you clean that stuff up? Like, that's the stuff I'm interested in. You want to talk about doing the small things right? Winning cures all. We know that.
Yes.
But we can't just shoot for the stars as far as, like, becoming this big national G5 program. It's like, no, we haven't. There's so much stuff on the surface that isn't being done right, that isn't being executed the correct way, that, like, that's what I'm interested in. I'll be curious to hear what he says about some of that tonight.
Yeah.
I just don't want – I'm sick of being, in some respects, like a juvenile in how we approach a lot of that.
That's a teaser, by the way. Yeah, teaser. All right, a lot to get into. We mentioned Louisiana Tech at home tonight, 21-8, 11-3 in conference. Sam Houston State coming to town. They're 18-11, 11-3. You know the drill. Like, Conference USA regular season championship on the line. If you're driving over tonight, text us, 888-993-7762. We'd love to hear from you.
For the below-average fans, explain what this game means, because I was a little confused today.
Okay. You win tonight. You obviously take sole possession of first place.
But you don't win it outright. You just take possession.
You have to win on Saturday to win it outright.
Two wins in a row is what you're telling me.
Yes. But the Dogs have won, what, 5 in a row right now?
I know. I'm not
saying
it's not
possible. That'd make it 7 in a row. But, right. Yeah, so big game tonight. Like you said, we're going to get into that one a little bit later. If you're coming to Thomas Assembly Center tonight, arrive early. Be loud.
All right, if we don't win tonight.
It's over.
Okay,
Time out. You're the 2 seed.
You win the next two games. You win conference, but you do not get a bid into the big dance. You
All
have
right.
to. Conference USA is a one bid league. We only get into March Madness
if you win the conference
tournament
next week in Huntsville, Alabama.
Week. So if we lose tonight,
you're
number
the
one
seed
is gone.
Yep.
With the number 2 seed, which means we got to play Sam Houston and Western Kentucky.
No, which means you'll get Western Kentucky will be on your side of the bracket in all likelihood.
Right.
They'll be the 3 seed.
Yep.
But you'll play the 7 seed in the first round, which
right. But I'm saying on the way to the on the way through the conference
yes,
tournament.
Yes, but. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to face off with all these schools, like, at the end of the day. Like, Liberty.
So what's the worst thing that could happen to us in the next – today? Well, we lose both. We're the 2 seed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We just got to win the tournament.
Yep.
If we win both, we still got to win the tournament.
Yes.
But we get to hang a little banner.
Yeah, a little banner action.
So this is hashtag for the banner.
Biggest home game
hashtag
since 2014.
For the banner.
Hashtag for the banner.
That's interesting. I had a lot of people being like, we win this, we go to the March Madness. I'm like, whoa.
No. Learn the game a little bit.
I mean, if I know that and you don't.
Lady texters are hot. All right, first off, do you see my – I don't know if you've been on the Twitter machine today.
No, not at all.
Little Bleed Tech Blue radio preview. We come out about 6:30, 7 a.m., day of the show. Here was my preview this morning. Dunkin' Dogs are hot. Lady texters are hot. Diamond Dogs are hot. Tech softball's hot. Ron Ivey at 6:30. Kind of gives you a little bit of an inside glimpse as far as how Tech Athletics been going. Lady Texters, they've won four in a row. Went on the road last night, defeated Sam Houston State 71-57. Quick look back. Sean Fox mentioned this afternoon in the sports company. Go all the way back to last week and their win over Western Kentucky Wednesday night. In the fourth quarter of that game, Western Kentucky scored 2 points. Fast forward to last night at Sam Houston State. The old lady Bearcats with a K only scored 4 points in the first quarter.
Well,
pretty good defense, I'd say. Shout out to Brooks Starr at the press conference last week. And it was after a win over Western Kentucky. She was good spirits, so good to see the Lady Texters. They're now 13-17 overall, 7-8 in conference play. I think they're somewhere right around that four-seed mark. So they'll close out their regular season on Saturday. But guess what time they play on Saturday?
2.
9:30 a.m.
The Lady Texter.
Yeah, 9:30 a.m. How about that one?
Early morning.
Well, early.
I'm getting psyched for that.
I just
got to hope your eggs and bacon hold down before the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't eat the sausage biscuit on this Saturday if you're one of the Lady Texters. Let's get into Tech softball. 13-4 after a win over McNeese State the other night. I believe that was Tuesday night. Josh Taylor and his staff have done a tremendous job in the early season. I believe the RPI is up to 30. They'll open conference play this weekend at home against Sam Houston State. A little three-game series. A little doozy over at Dr. Billy Bundrick Field. Should be a doozy out there. Looks like it'll be a doozy tomorrow night weather-wise.
Yeah, it's going to be a doozy. There's some hope that it'll clear.
Yeah, I've been kind of looking at the weather. There's a chance. Hopefully it clears out later in the evening. Don't really love double dips.
I don't love double dips.
Not a big double dipper. Ask my kids.
Here's the deal. I think as a program that's like a game day situation, the worst thing that can happen is just the start and stop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
So they're going to be on the. So you may be looking at the weather and be like, "There's only a 30% chance."
No, Gerald
chance,
Jordan's
going
to be dialed in. He's going to be talking to like some weatherman.
You know, it's. I hear you. I really do. And you know, but I'm telling you, they really hate the old start and stop. I do have it's clearing up right at game time.
Okay.
Little 40% chance about 8, 9 o'clock. So if the Dogs could get it done in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
A little one-hitter.
Yep, no problem.
We'll take it. All right, let's talk about those Diamond Dogs. Oh, they're hot, boy.
Are you – okay, if you don't know, started 12-0. Best program start in history by 5, 6, 7, 12 games. I don't know. All right? A lot
good
better
start
than last year. That's all you need to know. They dropped one last night to the boys at Xavier. I saw them at Whataburger yesterday afternoon. They looked dialed in. I could have called it from a mile away.
Oh, you saw it coming.
Well, they went to Whataburger, Panda, and Chick-fil-A, and I was like, these boys are ready.
They're locked.
Are you good or bad to get a loss out of the way before Southern Miss?
Okay.
I mean, because I was feeling it in the stadium. I'm watching the boys.
Okay,
I'm
glad you asked this.
I feel the streak. I feel a little pressure.
I'll respond two different ways. The lower the win streak goes on, like,
the worse it is.
You're lying to yourself if you don't think the pressure increases.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, you play, what, 50 games a year?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to lose some.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to lose.
Secondly, I'm not saying I wanted to lose last night, but I'm glad that Xavier broke the win streak instead of Southern Miss.
Yeah, because that one that –
because the Fighting Dusty Dickersons don't need no sense of happiness.
Is he still on the team?
No, he's not.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned. So, big one for Lane Burroughs. And we're going to talk about next segment. Big one for Lane Burroughs and his – team this weekend with the Golden Eagles come to town. Tapes, let's go ahead. Take your first time out. We come back from the break. We'll talk about the Diamond Dogs' hot start. If you're headed to Ruston tonight for Louisiana Tech and Sam Houston State, shoot us a text, 888-993-7762. That's the Rejuvenate Hotline or text line. I'll be back right after this.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're a part of a team. This is Anna R. Robertson with the Lady Texters. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's Uncommon Bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Rejuvami, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement therapy. Let us be your age-defying clinic.
You've heard about it? We've got it. Semaglutide. RejuvamiMedical.com.
At Rejuvami, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement and weight loss therapy. It's time to begin your journey to a better you. Rejuvami Medical, now open in Monroe. RejuvamiMedical.com.
Every day is game day at the dugout in Ruston. Warm up with our bases loaded nachos and fried pickles. Make the call to the bullpen for that home run chili cheeseburger combo. And our chicken wings and chicken strips, well, they'll make you feel like an all-star. And you have to try our new Texas tacos. Plus, the dugout has the best frozen daiquiris in town. That's the dugout, 2008 Champions Way in Ruston at the Ruston Sports Complex. Hey, Tech fans, coming in town to watch the dogs play? We'll stay with the whole family at a fully furnished home in Ruston, Monroe, or one of our area Great Lakes. For more information, go to staywithsouthern.com. That is staywithsouthern.com. And Bleed Tech Blue listeners, listen up, because this offer is just for you. BTB listeners, use code BTB24. That's BTB24 for 10% off any and all stays. Again, staywithsouthern.com.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
We're back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, BC, Beck Gaines, John Tabor, Sports Talk at 97.7. Full disclosure, I told Tapes during the break, I was like, man, I don't feel like I'm talking loud enough. So we got the mic turned on, maybe. I don't know. BC likes to yell. Beck told me to start whispering as he burps into the mic. It's okay. Rafe said he's driving over right now from North Bossier. Shout out to you, Rafe.
Celsius got me a little bit.
Yeah, I love a good Celsius.
Yeah,
if you're wanting to sponsor Celsius, we'll take one every night about 6 to 7:30 on Tuesday.
Also, any connections to Beats by Dre, is that still a thing? We need some high-quality headphones up in this thing.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know how to hook them up.
Yeah. We need a sponsor and an engineer.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Don't diss Tapes like that. Tapes can plug in any microphone
not
in the
country. Probably little Beats by Dre.
Also, they're probably Bluetooth.
Mike and Bluetooth. Mike and Bluetooth. All right, let's talk about this baseball team. Like, so obviously you're coming back 28-31 a season ago. I think
that's not good.
Not good. Not up to the expectations that the program had obviously established the 2 years prior. You know, you look at the preseason, I think Tech was picked third or fourth in the preseason. I think all of us have gotten to the point when it comes to preseason polls where it's like, yeah, we'll mention them, but I don't know how much we buy them.
Who's picked?
The coach. Oh.
Number to win the conference in their seventh right now? Who's that?
Liberty.
Liberty, yeah. Shout out to Liberty. These preseason polls don't mean anything.
They don't, obviously.
And in this world, especially when the team, the entire team turns over every year.
Yeah.
Well, like, how are you supposed to piece that together?
So, you know, we saw the opening series. I think we can all agree, didn't play your best baseball. Northern Colorado sucks, so, like, you kind of got
through. Don't say that.
4-0.
Don't say that, man.
The following weekend, Kent State comes to town. They had won 42 games a season ago.
That was a long time ago.
BC was at Disney World. Beck's like, bro, you got some tickets. I'm like, Beck, I got you, dog. And like,
because you ain't been to a dang game.
No, ain't been in a while, but I'm coming this weekend. Like, life gets in the way sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and make
it. Can you believe he said the S-word, Tapes?
Here's the thing. We both know that I've probably been to more games than the two of you combined.
You have,
we're
Tapes.
Only 3 weeks in.
This is, I'm on a hot start.
You are on a heater.
For being at Tech events.
You are on a heater.
Okay.
But Tapes doesn't miss a game.
Unless
he's working. But so you sweep Kent State. Following week, you go on the road at McNeese. Like, you blitz McNeese 13-4. Battle at the ballpark. It's like that Army game. I thought we saw a lot in the Army game. It's like you're getting, like, he's handing it to you, the right-hander from Army, for seven innings. You break through. I believe it was in the eighth. You win that one 4-0. Pitching was tremendous Saturday. Undefeated Creighton, you're like, yeah, and we'll see it. 10-run rule. Fast forward to Sunday, you kick a few balls around in the first inning, go to the bullpen in the second inning, and I was sitting there like, all right, 2 out of 3 this weekend, not bad. Got off to a, I believe it was a 10-0 start at that, or 11-0 start at that point. I was good with it. Bullpen's like, we got you, dog. 7 2/3 shutout innings on a Sunday, which is very uncommon. Bats kind of get you back into it. And I'm like, all right. Like, this team's pretty
good. We got something
good.
Here.
Like,
yeah.
I think we do, Beck. Like, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the schedule's had perennial top 25 teams on it all year, but, like, I like what I'm seeing from Burroughs and the boys.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you even made the comment, like, oh, I hope we don't get too hot too quick. It's like, dude, we're just playing games and we're winning them. I don't really care how or in what capacity, which is crazy to say because I just absolutely rip apart football coaches for how we win.
You do.
But baseball's just different, okay?
It is.
Here's the deal. I'm not mad we lost last night. That didn't mean nothing to me. It's hard to win 13, 12 games in a row no matter who you are. It's just hard. It's baseball. Like, everybody has a bad day. It takes one pitcher, one bad inning, and the whole game's over. Like, I'm proud of the Dogs. I'm excited. Sure, we haven't played the best competition in the world. But I tell you what, we had Ethan Bates on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, and that guy's insane.
Hey,
he's having a year.
Hitting 370 with 2 jacks, 17 RBIs. He's punched out 13 and 6 1/3
our
on the bump.
Our second baseman.
Oh, Mikey B?
Mikey Buble Ballard.
Hitting 426.
426 is good.
In the 7 hole.
In the seven hole. Oh, by the way, in case you hadn't heard, newsflash, McConnell rakes.
Whew.
My Lord.
I hate this saying, but I'm going to say it anyways. That first home run he hit still hadn't landed. I hate it when people say
hey,
that.
He had
it. But I'm saying it.
Okay, I'm going to give Xavier credit. If you were at the park last night.
He said they hit a tank 800
feet. They hit a tank 800 feet.
Yeah, it was a little stocky guy. And
that's the hardest
ball
I've seen in 10 years there.
I lost it at the train tracks. I think it went over.
Easily cleared the train tracks.
The old student section did the old no.
Students were there!
All right, 15 of them. The old no head turn. They just let it go over their heads and didn't even watch it. You know, they're like, I didn't see that.
Tabe stood up and applauded.
Oh my God.
Game respect game, man.
No.
When you see. You were there, Beck.
I was there.
When's the last time you've seen a ball hit that hard in the Love Shack?
When Cole McConnell sent one with an exit velocity of 110 right into the batter's eye. I hadn't even started going down yet.
Look, we're going to get plenty of Cole bombs the rest of the year.
Hey,
McConnell,
that guy from Xavier, built like a Coke can, he finally got a hold of one. He got it all, okay? We didn't test his bat. I don't know if it was legal. He went absolutely crazy on that baseball. Good to him.
This is not hyperbole. It's the hardest hit ball I've seen in a decade.
Tapes, that thing was a moonshot. It was not.
But it wasn't just the.
What did I'll give you this. It was the most. It was the most efficient power I'll ever seen. Because that guy, like I said, a Coke can.
All right, y'all can quit arguing over your favorite musketeer. And I'll tell y'all one thing. I really loved McConnell's drooper for an RBI single the other night.
Are we going there right now?
No, we're not.
Okay, all right.
What last night?
You don't even know.
Let me talk about this too. You mentioned Mike Ballard, like 426 in the 7 hole. Like, we had Caston Furr on the show about a month ago, probably now. Like, dude, he's been rock solid at shortstop, and I think he and Ballard in the middle is just a.
That's what you want.
You hear the proverbial veteran presence? Like, yeah. It's just a calming effect.
And here's the deal. Turns out ground balls are the same in JUCO as they are in the D1, and they're good at them.
They didn't come from JUCO. They came from UNO and Eckerd College, University of New Orleans.
I get that. Is it D? What is it, D4?
Division one. They play in the South.
They do
South
that. One? Yeah. All right, Eckerd is not, I'll tell you that.
D2.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, those two
what
guys have
say,
been
JUCO?
Really good. Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. Just correct yourself. Yeah. It's all right. At the end of the day, we'll go to our stat guy for the corrections and the errors tonight. I've been really impressed pitching-wise, too. I think coming into the year, obviously, Lane Burroughs mentioned it. We've mentioned it. It's been talked about a lot. Like, hey, pitching wasn't too good last year. Like, hey, had about 6 ERA, gave up like 72 runs in a lot of games. Cooper Fouts is a dog. Like, Cooper Fouts set out to make some changes, and he's a dog. Starting pitchers, how about this nugget? Starting pitchers haven't seen a third trip through the lineup but 2 times in 13 games. That's a little analytical. You know why you can be analytical? Because your bullpen's deeper than a 14-foot pool.
I mean, you know what they say in my business? You don't confuse brains for a bull market.
Yeah. All right,
that's a little bit about what's going on with Burroughs. Like, he's dialed in, but also he's got some dogs.
Yep.
I mean, he's making some good decisions.
How about Baby Boomer?
Oh, Baby Boomer, Ron Harlan? Pew, pew, pew.
Why do we call him Baby Boomer?
Because he's just short like David Wells. Kind of built.
Okay.
Similar.
All right. I'm with you. I'm following.
Old Greg Martinez coming in there pumping shit.
How's my boy AD doing?
Adarius Myers?
Yeah.
Had him on the show last year.
Getting on base.
Yeah, hitting 286. Got about 400 on base.
All right.
Been hit by a pitch four times.
Yeah.
Just a beanball machine. We also got, got to talk about this, Sam Broderson.
We had AD on last year, 2 years ago maybe. Right after he got
last
the captain
year.
Situation.
It was last
let's get
year,
that.
Really.
Let's get that guy in studio.
You want to?
Yeah.
They're kind of playing
is
a lot
senior?
Of ball right now. Yeah, he is.
They're okay, let me tell you. I don't know if you've heard about this. The rumblings in the ballpark. You know, I used to do my barbershop talk. This is the ballpark talk.
I would love to.
Everybody's very aware.
I have no idea where this is going.
Everybody is very aware of how many seniors we have on this squad.
A lot.
So, if you're thinking about, well, I'm going to see if the Dogs are going to do good this year before I buy season tickets, you may want to figure out a way to get to the games this year. Not saying next year is not going to be this good, but got a lot of seniors.
Losing some older dudes.
Get to the park. Support the boys. You never know what's going to happen. Is this the year? You say we're going to Omaha every year
Jake's
I've known you.
Jake's already put his money where his mouth is.
18 to 2,500. Pays back 480, something like that.
He's all in.
All in.
Huge futures guy. Hey, let me tell you this. Sam Broderson, back in the games, wears number 31. It's 96 with a wipeout slider. You don't know how he ended up a dog.
How?
Our old buddy Barrett Stover.
No. B-Stove.
Oh, B-Stove set him up with Lane Burroughs.
Unbelievable. Hey, yeah. that's the alumni network right there.
Shout out to you, B-Stove. I know
I'm not sure if it's legal.
Barrett's Barrett's a trainer. He can set him up.
Right. He can probably do that. Oh, whoops, the accidental group text. My bad, guys. Let me get out of here. Yeah. Feel free to talk if you'd like.
But the Dogs are off to a tremendous start, like you mentioned earlier. They'll be on the road.
Have you heard it? Has Lane done an interview? I mean, is he staying silent during this win streak or what?
No, he's doing a few interviews.
You didn't have him on tonight?
No.
You didn't want to talk to him?
No, he's probably getting ready to head over to the Thomas Assembly.
What is there to say about that? There's a lot of baseball being played in the last – I mean – they get 2 days off with, like, eight games and two days off.
So they got 3 games in Sugar Land, then they got a day off, 2 games, day off, 3 games. Not sure what the midweek schedule looks like. I can pull it up here real quick. I think they actually got a little bit of a odd scheduling quirk next week. So how about this one, Beck? Oh, by the way, double midweek again next week. They'll go on the road at Northwestern State on Tuesday. Okay? They'll host ULL on Wednesday. And then get this, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll host Northwestern State.
Yes, a lot of home games. A
lot of home games. Love it. Love when the Dogs don't leave the shack.
Are we going to have like a month and a half where they don't have a home game?
No. I think we're playing about 152 home games this year. Let's go ahead and take our next time out. We come back. Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Ryan Ivey will join us. If you're headed over to the Tubbs Assembly Center, we want to hear from you. 888-993-7762.
Ginn's Auto Body Ruston, North Louisiana's premier auto body service center on Industrial Drive in Ruston, where quality collision repair begins.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're part of a team. This is Smoke Harris with the Bulldogs. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Check out the Courtesy Automotive family with Courtesy Direct. Click it, pick it, then come get it from our floor to your door. That's Courtesy Direct at buycourtesy.com. Shop 24/7 online or at two lots filled with seven of the leading brands, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep Ram, and Jeep. The Courtesy Automotive family off I-20, exit 86, north and south of the interstate in Ruston.
Oh, Courtesy, a great place to buy a car.
It's bow time. There's only one thing you want after you just enjoyed a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit from Bojangles with juicy country ham, and that's another one. Well, here's some good news. Right now, for a limited time, you can come to Bojangles and get two country ham biscuits for just $5. That's not one, but two fluffy country ham buttermilk biscuits, made from scratch all day long with our 49-step recipe. It's time for cravings to meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, BC, Beck Hayes, John Taylor, Sports Talk 97.7. Let's jump right to the Rejuvenate Medical Hotline. We're joined by Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Ryan Ivey. Ryan, how are we tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Appreciate you taking some time. I guess right off the top, I wanted to ask you this. We talked a little bit about it earlier. So this is your fourth athletics director job. So when you think back to your previous three jobs, obviously at Texas A&M Commerce, Austin Peay, and most recently SFA, I would imagine that all ADs come in with a plan. How have you seen your initial plan evolve now that you've been a head athletic director at three different stops?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think first and foremost is you realize that plans are about as useful as really the paper they're written on most of the time, right? Because you're walking into a new spot, you're trying to learn, you're trying to understand culture, you're trying to understand what has happened well, what hasn't happened well. And so my preconceived thoughts coming into it and things that I want to try to do may change throughout that time. And I think early on, you know, you've got to understand that you really have to be flexible. And I think in my first stop and maybe first couple, I wanted to do X, Y, and Z and make sure that you do it. And people always talk about the 90-day plan and really all these things. And to me, it's about being flexible and about being versatile, making sure that you can pivot, because things that I may think I see from the outside looking in, once I get in, start peeling the onion layer back, that you look at it and think, all right, hey, we need to pivot and certainly move into another direction.
So you mentioned the being versatile, being able to pivot. As far as the athletes go, and I know you alluded to this in your press conference about obviously the athletes are first and foremost kind of the center focus as far as not only listening to them, but obviously trying to answer to their needs and answer to their wants. From your point of view, like, is that something where you go sit down and talk to each team? Do you try to take road trips? What does that kind of look like? Or do you try to take it from a more organic approach where when you run into a guy, you just get to know him in that moment?
Yeah, I think all of the above. I think part of it, and I've said this for a long time, that as an administrator, and especially as an athletics director, I have to be present. Right? Being present is really, really critical in our ability to be able to build relationships with student athletes so that we can understand their needs and desires and find out what it is that they want that maybe they're not getting now. And so you do that through organic interactions, and that's through traveling with them, that's through seeing them in the hallway, maybe stopping by for practice, right? Just being visible, because ultimately what I have to do early on is I have to start to build trust. And our student athletes don't know me, and some of them were at the press conference, and I got a chance to get to meet them and have conversations. But trust takes time. And so what I've got to do is I've got to be present, and I've got to be consistent in making sure that I'm showing up. And if they're asking me to do something, make sure, and if I'm saying that I'm going to do something, make sure that I'm fulfilling that. And I think that's what student athletes want more than anything, in my opinion, in the conversations that I've certainly had with them over the years, is they want to be able to trust you. And in order to do that, you have to build quality relationships with them.
So we ask coaches this, it feels like, almost in every interview that we talk with them with. You know, there's this ever-changing landscape of college athletics, whether it's the NIL or transfer portal, whatever it might be. And we ask them, how have you seen athletes change in the last 10 or 15 years? I want to ask you from your chair. Obviously, it's a little bit different from being a head coach, but you're an athletics director. How have you seen maybe athletes evolve over the years?
Well, I think now more than anything, they just have more power, right? I mean, if you think about where they are, the pendulum has swung into student-athlete, quote-unquote, rights, if you will, student-athlete power, and really the things that they have. And so I think now we have to make sure that we are including them in conversations. You know, I can remember when I played 20 years ago, right? I'm really more than that now, 24 years ago. Like, if my coach said, hey, guys, you guys are going to get on the line, we're going to run 40s, we did that, right? Mm-hmm. And you didn't say anything. You didn't ask questions. Well, now student-athletes are so informed, and they can be so informed because of the readily available information that is at their fingertips with their phones and mobile devices, that they can look things up, and they can be more educated than probably we ever were beforehand. And so now when you say, hey, get on the line and run a 40, they're asking, hey, coach, this doesn't make sense, right? So for recovery time, whatever it may be, so why are we doing this? And so now we have to make sure that we're having conversations with them and getting them involved in the process and letting them understand the why behind what we're doing. And I think once we do that, and I think once coaches do that, and those that do it really, really well have the opportunity to build a culture that leads to long-term success.
You mentioned you playing 20, 25 years ago. What can you tell us a little bit about the passion for this job, or when did you know you wanted to become an athletic director, and what drew you to this job? I mean, why does your passion align with being an athletic director?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, again, I started playing sports when I was 4 years old. I started playing basketball at an early age in Kentucky. And there, you know, instead of Kentucky, we know two things, and that's bourbon and basketball, yeah, right? And probably in that order.
Right.
But you know, so I started playing at an early age and just fell in love with sport, right? I played any sport that I could as long as I could play it. Ended up playing three sports in high school, and ended up walking on at Memphis. And so when I got to Memphis, like every other 18-year-old and walked across campus, my advisor says, what do you want to major in? What do you want to do for the rest of your life? I had no idea, right? I was just coming off a small farm town there in West Kentucky, going to Memphis and trying to really understand what this different world that I really walked into. But when she said, hey, that we have this major called sports management, I was like, I don't even know what that is, but that's what I want to do.
Let's
right?
do that.
Because
yep.
It's about being involved in sport. And I think along the way, when I was there at Memphis, there were two people that really made an impact on my life, and that's the late Murray Armstrong, who was a coach there for a long time and then transitioned to administration, and then John Flowers, who at the time was our director of football operations. And for me, I saw them serve myself and my teammates and others around us. And that, to me, was really special. And knowing that you were able to have an impact. And so when I got into it, I wasn't sure exactly what I want to do. I talked to my coach at the time. Tommy West is my coach at the time. And I talked to him about coaching and getting involved in coaching. And I thought maybe that was something I wanted to do. And he jokingly told me one time we were talking about graduate assistantships and stuff, getting into coaching. And he said, and I remember it because we were standing in the hallway, and I remember it to this day. And he said, Poison, because he called me Poison because of my last name. He said, Poison? He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, there are two types of coaches, those who have been fired and those who are going to be fired. And he said, and you just have to be okay with that when you're getting into it. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know that I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And so then I started having conversations. All right, where is it that I feel like I could affect the most change and give back to an industry that really gave back to me? And I realized there's this path through athletic administration, and that's what I've been able to do. And it's been a passion of mine to make sure, for me, I don't ever want to get to it. Now, I've had to do it, and it's just part of this business, but I don't want to get in a situation where I have to fire coaches, right? I want to be able to help them and to serve them and to help them grow and certainly help them have long-term sustainability. And so that has been that passion for me, and being able to affect change and being able to meet people and have opportunities to grow. And that's really, really special about this enterprise.
That's good to hear, and that's a cool answer. And Ben and I were talking earlier in the show, just, you know, when you talk about introductory press conferences, you know, it's in my mind, it's really like the person who's speaking is theirs to lose, you know, and without
sure.
any action, you just basically want to make sure they're not getting up there and you walk away going, that was uninspiring, you know. So for you,
so that's exactly what you're saying about me, right?
No, not at all. No, I think you did a great job. I'm merely saying, like, thinking about how you come, like, from where you've been. You know, I think the one of the positive things people are saying about you is that you know how to run a university on a budget. Obviously, sure. You know very well Tech is on a budget.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about your strategy and how you do that as an athletic director? I mean, obviously, you're dealt these cards, and so how do we make the best with what we have? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you've got to create strategies in the goals that you want the department to have. And so you've got to start there. And again, I think those start with broad-based conversations with multiple constituents, right? And so understand who we are, what's really important to us, really where we want to go. And then from there, you have to start putting it on paper and you have to start putting these priorities down. All right, what do we want to achieve and how do we think we can achieve said goal through tactical operations? And I'm not big on strategic planning, and I said this to Dr. Henderson and the committee, like I'm not big on strategic planning. I like tactical business plans, and to me, I look at it from that standpoint on an annual basis. What do we need to work on? What are the things that we've done well? How do we make sure that we're maximizing those strengths? And then looking at, all right, what are the things that we are falling short in? And then how do we figure out a way to grow that? And it's not going to be done overnight. It is just not. There are too many quote unquote issues, too many things that happen to where we're just not going to be able to throw money at the problem. And so we have to start to look at it very tactfully and say, all right, how do we grow this and move it forward? And I think, quite honestly, that was something that I learned from being at Austin Peay and having the connection that I had to Fort Campbell and having conversations with Army officers and just understanding how they went through really their approach as well. And so I think that's how I try to do it. Again, you're not always going to get it right, and that's the reality of it. And I tell our coaches and our staff and people all the time, we're not always going to get it right. We're going to try to grow it. But at the end of the day, we're going to do things and we're going to continue to press and move forward.
So you mentioned, obviously, we know this, you can't fix it all overnight. In your experience, like how quickly do you understand, like, all the issues, you know, like how quickly are you able to identify, okay, these are the big things, these are what I'm fixing, or what is, you know, just as an athletic director from your point of view, I just can't imagine you walk in and everybody's very eager to tell you what's wrong and what we need to fix. What's your experience been with identifying issues and making your list, quote unquote?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts from day one, right? Really, it's already started. I think by the time you get named the job, you're already having conversations. Because for me, I've got preconceived ideas of what that looks like for me moving forward. But at the end of the day, I think it takes about 6 months, to be honest with you. And it takes broad-based conversations because what you're trying to do is find the common themes, right, and the common threads. And so one of the things that I do, especially internally, is I ask everyone that I meet with, everyone in the department when I get started, top to bottom, where you're a head coach, a custodian, I don't care, anybody that has any connection to the athletics department, I want to meet with them. And I ask them to bring me 5 positives and 5 negatives about being there in the athletics department. And what I have found over time is everyone is going to have an outlier here or there, right? They're going to have something that's going to be really important to them that they're going to put on that. But over the course of collecting that qualitative data, you're going to find 2 or 3 themes that are going to resonate across the positives and the negatives. And so you can start to weed some of those things out. Now, again, it takes time to do that, right? It takes time to visit with those people. But so about 6 months, to answer your question, that I've seen to really get to that point. And then at that point in time, you start to develop the plan now moving in place. All right, what can we do? Now, when I look at this situation, obviously I'm coming in here, you know, middle of March. We've got April, May left, and then we've got to start moving quickly. So some of this I'm going to have to try to fast track so that when we get into the summer months, we can start having some staff strategy sessions on how do we grow this moving forward. And so it's going to be a little bit sped up just because I think we need to be able to attack some of the things in the summer, and we can't wait 6 months, so we're going to have to speed this up a little bit.
Last question, we'll let you get out of here. We had Dr. Henderson in with us a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and obviously the world of college football right now, it's ever-changing. It's probably still in a period of transition where we don't truly know where we're going. From your point of view, obviously we'll see how conference realignment shakes out you know, not only with Louisiana Tech, but with a number of schools down the road. But how important, from your point of view, do you think regional rivalries are in terms of just engaging a fan base?
I think they're really important. I mean, again, when you think about what makes college athletics special, it is the rivalries that are there, right? And the rivalries that exist. And you've got to be able to maximize them. I know, like, just being here at Stephen F. Austin and obviously Sam Houston moving up to Conference USA, that was a big loss for us. And so understanding that it's an hour and 45 minutes down the road. And so for us now, for me, moving there to Ruston and the Tech, we've got to figure out how to make sure that we're protecting those rivalries in this crazy landscape that is realignment. And that is hard to do, and I understand that. But when you look at the history of that place, and I'm not telling you guys anything you don't already know, right? But the history of that place and the rivalries and things that have happened, we've got to figure out a way to rekindle that, because what that does, it allows people to think about their time in school, right? And their time when they were walking campus and the memories that they had. And that brings opportunities for engagement. And when you're pulling on that emotional string to it, then you have the opportunity to get them back involved. And we've got to figure out ways to do that. And that's the hard thing from a conference realignment standpoint, because there's nothing sacred when it comes to conference realignment. I think we've all seen that across the board. And so it's been very difficult, I think, for everyone in college athletics. And probably more than anything, it's been more difficult on the fans because of those rivalries that have been lost.
Ben totally lied to you. Said that was the last question. I got one tiny one left
for
you. So obviously it's pretty new since you've been announced. I know you haven't gotten in here fully the way you want to, but can you give Tech fans a little nugget of something that you already know you want to improve and want to work on, and a little bit of your plan, if just a little nugget, if you could.
The first thing that we're going to try to do is make sure that we get more baseball games on screen, okay? So I can promise you that is number one. When I walk in the door, we've already started having conversations. I joke. I've been, you know, people have hit me up on Twitter already, and I got no problem with that, right? I got no problem engaging with people and having conversations. And I'm not going to get into some of the craziness sometimes that comes with that. But if you have a question, and I'll give you an answer, right? You may not like it, but I'll answer you and engage and have that conversation. But the passion about the baseball situation and what's going on. And I will tell you this, and I want to credit staff. They had already been working on that. When I walked in and had that press conference on Thursday, we had a chance to meet for a couple hours, and that was, you know, that was number one on their agenda as well. What can we do to figure that out? And so we started having conversations, and we've had some phone calls since then. So I look forward to being able to hopefully have some resolution here soon by the time I walk in next week. So,
well, Ryan, I mean, the personal text lines are blowing up. You've already rallied the troops. I mean, we're excited about that, and I hope you know here at Bleed Tech Blue, we're here to support you guys, and I really appreciate you making some time, and we'd love to get you in studio one day soon when you and the family get moved over here. But we're looking forward to what you're going to do here at Tech and just improving as much as we can. So we appreciate you joining us, and we'll have you on again soon.
Well, I appreciate it very much, guys. I love the passion that comes with Tech fans and what's going on. That place is special. I said it early on. That place is really, really special. And, again, when you think about the Hall of Famers and the people that have walked those halls in that campus, it's really humbling for me, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. And I look forward to the opportunity to being in there with you guys and having conversations and hopefully celebrating championships for a long time to come.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan.
You bet, guys. Have a great one.
Ryan Ivey, Louisiana Tech Athletics Director. Beck, I got to tell you,
yep. That did it for you.
Big deal. But I got to tell you another thing. He talked about rekindling rivalries. I got one rivalry. I don't know if he can put this piece of the puzzle back, but I need him to get Dusty on that mound one more time against
Dusty
the Diamond Dogs.
Yep.
I need to watch that walk-off one more time.
I don't care
time.
If it's an alumni game. We'll get Steele. We'll get Parker. We'll get all the boys back.
Come on. Hey, ESPN Plus for the Diamond Dogs. Ryan Ivey's my guy. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Sports Talk, 97.7.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're a part of a team. This is Anna R. Robertson with the Lady Texters. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered.
If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's Uncommon Bankers or visit online at ln.bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As summer comes to a close, you may have a kid heading off to school. That's a great reason for a complete car checkup from Walpole Tire and Service. They'll diagnose check engine lights and service everything from brakes to shocks and suspensions. And if that car needs tires, you'll find big rebates on the largest selection of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Continental, and more. Walpole Tire and Service, Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
Hey DQ fans, every day is a lucky day with a Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. With a refreshing blend of brownie pieces, choco chunks, and cool mint, this treat will put you in the springtime spirit. Pretty sure that DQ Treats made March my favorite month with a Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. So follow the rainbow to your nearest DQ location to get yours before they're all gone. Only at participating DQ locations. DQ, we're happy. It tastes good.
Oh, courtesy, a great place to buy a car.
Welcome to the Courtesy Automotive family, where you'll find seven of the leading brands, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Two pre-owned lots, local qualified service departments you can rely on. You can shop 24/7 online at buycourtesy.com for all seven brands plus pre-owns. Welcome to the Courtesy Automotive family, Ruston.
Want to find stuff out about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
If you're driving over from Monroe, West Monroe, Rayville, Alexandria, Shreveport, Bossier, Blanchard, and Dixie.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? Obviously, I would imagine there's less kiddos there tonight. A little 8 p.m. tip.
All right, let's get to that in just a sec. I want to talk on this Ryan Ivey interview.
We're not ready to move on.
That was a really good interview. Some really good answers that, quite frankly, like, they could have very been the proverbial coach speak, but it didn't sound like
it. It didn't take much to get you riled up either.
I'm jacked up.
You used to make fun of me for like...
Ed said, great interview, boys. I'm headed to the tack. Darn right, Ed.
That would be the toughest part of a job like that, is just the constant interviews, the constant, like, I mean, there's probably nothing more nerve-wracking than an introductory press conference.
Oh, I agree.
You know,
because
it's everybody is kind of like, I mean, they want to like you.
Yeah.
You know, they really do.
That gets me to my next, the good part is, if you're doing it at Louisiana Tech, usually our microphones don't work.
Right.
But in Ryan's case, they had it all ironed out. It was in a good spot. So that gets me to my next point, Beck.
Oh, we go in there now?
Yeah. Ryan Ivey touched in his press conference about cleaning up some of the smaller details, some of the small things. Small things equal big things. Tapes. I know I'm rattling this water right now.
Just put it. Give it to me. Put it down.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
We're not doing the small things right.
Here's the deal.
We're not.
He said, I put that on a T for him. Did you notice
on
that?
On ESPN Plus?
No, or just like, what's the one thing you can give Tech fans? Honestly, that's exactly what I was hoping he was going to say.
Yeah, he nailed it. Oh, grand slam.
If you haven't heard, we only got about how many games on ESPN Plus? Or like we're able to watch?
17 of 32.
Are on TV?
At home.
The other 15 can't watch, only got to listen, unless you go to the games. It costs a little money to produce this joint. I understand
that. I love Dave Nitz, but it ain't 1985.
Here's the other problem. If you can't watch it, Ben, what do? You go to the other places you can get a little play-by-play action.
Little game tracker,
little Twitter. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's been flat-out embarrassing. Just atrocious. I love Tech, and I want to support them. If I had $1 billion...
More than anyone in the world.
They would get half my bazillions, okay? Like, this is just honest family stuff conversation we're having here. I can talk about it because they're my family. It has been bad. Real bad. Like,
Beck, wrong I'll scores.
Honest. I'll be honest with you. It upsets me.
And I'm not even a marketing guy, branding guy. I miss so much stuff, it's not even funny. And it is, like, I can almost close the dang Twitter app because I can't.
It goes like this. Misspelled names, misspelled words, whatever.
Wrong logos on teams.
Like.
Nine times out of ten, the starting lineup goes out. Somebody's name spelled wrong. The spacing's all wrong.
And, like, listen.
And if you got games that aren't on TV, this is where people are looking.
Yeah.
You got recruits that are thinking about coming to play here, and it's like, I'm not going there. They can't even spell my name right.
Well, and it's like you said, if the game's not going to be streamed, that's one thing. That's out of our hands. I understand why the decision was made. I don't necessarily agree with it. Like Ryan Ivey said, I think they're doing some things to try to get that ironed out. I will say this. If your game's not streamed, it's like Beck said. There are different avenues that you will go to as a fan to get your information, whether it's Twitter or Game Tracker or the radio. You can listen to Dave Nitz. But let's be honest. People that are our age and tapes.
We ain't turning on the radio.
Yeah, like 30, 35 and under, like radio's not a bit, has not been a big part of our lives.
No, never at all.
Like, we love Dave Nitz.
We put it on the radio when we're in the car, but we're not sitting on the recliner.
Listen to the game.
With the old Budweiser.
I mean, even at 44, fixing to be 45, I'm a radio guy. But I even feel like that's of my father's generation.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Like, that's not how we process games.
I feel like an
games.
Old soul and, even being
yeah.
that.
And here's the other side of this. College baseball doesn't get a ton of coverage anyways. Like, I can't ever look. Like, it's not on the ESPN app. It's just not.
It's not.
Like, I can't look. Unless you're a top 20 team in the country, which
not
I think
it.
We are. But you're not but on it.
Here's my thing. Whether you're tweeting. Well, when you are tweeting in this process. You have to tweet more often than every three innings. You almost need to be play-by-play.
On games for sure that aren't on TV, you got to be play-by-play.
You have to. And let me tell you something. They have to be educated, and they have to be baseball lingo. And they can't be made-up nicknames for players that no one knows who they are. Like, I'm not being rude. Like, I'm being honest. Like, this is Division I. Hold on. I'm not done. Right. You're 12-0. You've been to a regional 2 out of 3 years. It can't be like this. And I'm not saying it for myself. I'm saying it for the guys putting on the uniform. Because they put too much time in it for it to be like this. Continue.
It's a problem for me when there's no... there's just a big difference. It's like the style. Like, sometimes it's just... It's just professional. This is what happens. Sometimes it's trying to be cute. It's really and we're not the only ones. Like, this has been voiced pretty heavily.
I can't tell you the amount of text I get, and it drives me nuts because quite frankly, I get tired of responding to them.
This is the little things we're talking about. Like, this stuff matters. If you don't think this stuff matters in this world with recruiting, with fan engagement, I've had people tell me I just turned off.
They're done.
Delete. Like, I got off the Twitter app because I can't even stand to look at it.
You got 2,200 people that can go to a Tech baseball game, and if they can't stream the game, there's no other way that they're going to learn about it. So, for one, like I said, we understand. Like, we get the cost associated with it. But that's one avenue that you're not using to grow your fan base. I get it. But if you're not using the other avenues effectively to keep the ones that aren't there engaged... Like, you're getting bigger fish to fry. Like, you're not only hurting, like, my feelings, like, you're hurting your bottom line.
Here's the other thing. This is somebody's job, and I'm not trying to, I don't even know.
No, I'm not.
I'm not trying to bang on. But whoever's in charge of that, you go to the journalism department, open up the room about 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock when they're in class and say, hey, who played baseball? And then old Derek in the back is going to raise his hand. And you're going to say, you want to make $25, $50 a game and just tweet for me? Like, find somebody that can spell, somebody that can tweet a video of a guy getting hit and make sure it matches the name of the guy that got the hit. Like, it's not hard. It's just time for Tech to move on from these kind of things.
And we're going to get hammered for saying this. But it matters. Like, and that's why we're saying, like, it matters. Like, it is a significant part of the production of, like I said, for this baseball team.
And it would be happening to our most successful program on campus right now. Like,
I agree.
Like you said, it didn't deserve to be like this. It's atrocious.
Oh, man. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. If you listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, you can get us on the Retrieve Me hotline or text line 888-993-7762.
At Rejuvame, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement therapy. Let us be your age-defying clinic.
You've heard about it? We've got it. Semaglutide. RejuvameMedical.com.
At Rejuvame, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement and weight loss therapy. It's time to begin your journey to a better you. Rejuvame Medical, now open in Monroe. RejuvameMedical.com.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're part of a team. This is Smoke Harris with the Bulldogs. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tech fans, coming in town to watch the Dawgs play? We'll stay with the whole family at a fully furnished home in Ruston, Monroe, or one of our area Great Lakes. For more information, go to staywithsouthern.com. That is staywithsouthern.com. And Bleed Tech Blue listeners, listen up, because this offer is just for you. BTB listeners, use code BTB24. That's BTB24 for 10% off any and all stays. Again, staywithsouthern.com.
It's bow time. There's only one thing you want after you've just enjoyed a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit from Bojangles with juicy country ham, and that's another one. Well, here's some good news. Right now, for a limited time, you can come to Bojangles and get two country ham biscuits for just $5. That's not one, but two fluffy country ham buttermilk biscuits, made from scratch all day long with our 49-step recipe. It's time for cravings to meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
You gotta love it! Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
We're back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, BC Beck Hayes, Jack Tamer, Sports Talk 97.7. You can get us on that Rejuve Me hotline or text line, 888-993-7762. Unnamed texter says, headed from Bossier to the Thomas Assembly Center with my six-year-old son, apologizing in advance to his teacher. Sir, I don't blame you. Like, this is big-time college basketball tonight.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy at work, and he said, you going to the game? I said, yeah. He said, you bringing the kids? And I said,
not even a question.
No, they're going to be sleeping. He goes, oh, I'm bringing mine. And I was like, I mean, they're seven and under. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, man, they don't go to bed till 10 anyway.
Wow!
And I was like, man.
Whew, that would ruin a lot of evenings for your
boy. I mean, my girls, they love a basketball game, but I tell you what they love more. Old teddy bears in their bed about 8:30. They can't hang.
I love the old snooze fest is what you're saying.
But I tell you what, I do want to let Tech know, if you want Ben Carlisle to actually come to a game, they're going to have to be about 8 o'clock. Otherwise, he can't miss bedtime.
If you need tickets for any games in the future, don't holler at you.
Huh?
I want to ask you this. Like, got some stuff off our chest in the previous segment. So
I'm still mad about it.
It's time for a little lighter note. The run that Tech Athletics has been on the last, what, 2-3 weeks?
It's like, been refreshing, honestly.
It has been very refreshing. Something that I hadn't we haven't seen in a while.
I'm going to say this. You're not going to like it. I hadn't hardly thought about football, and it's been wonderful. You know when, like, you do something, you go camping, and you don't have cell service for 3 days, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? And you get back, you're like, why am I so happy? You know, like, this is the same situation. I'm so happy about basketball.
Spring ball starts up in 3 weeks.
So happy about bowling. I'm so happy about baseball. Softball's even got me a little jacked. First year with the daughter, we're playing softball, little T-ball softball.
How's it going?
Hey, she loves it. I'm shocked. I tell you what, this is a good story for you. You ready?
And then I have a question for you. And you're not going to know the answer.
We started playing like little in the driveway. I got her little bat, and we were throwing, and she was like kind of raking. And I was like, okay, maybe she wants to do this.
Is it T-ball?
Yeah. Well, it is, but it's actually coach pitch because they combined the bottom leagues. They didn't have enough players and coaches. So anyways, it's like a little coach pitch, but you get a T if you miss. Anyways, so she's loving it. I'm like, sweet. So we go to a buddy's house. He's got the whole net and the softball and everything. And she's loving it. And you know, one of his little daughters is hitting. Elizabeth's like working on getting her grounders, you know. And then his 7-year-old gets up there. She's a tiny little thing. She picks up this like 32-27 bat, right? Rips one line drive right into my daughter's knee. I thought that was the end of her softball career. She cried for a good bit, but she bounced back. We had practice the next day.
Well,
she's a little sore. I said, hey, dad's had sore knees for 25 years. We'll be all right, babe, you know? So, anyways, I can't believe your girls aren't out there.
Okay, I got a question for you. This is a dead serious question. Like, is the wearing a face mask in little kid softball just a pure protection thing?
Oh, it is. But, yeah, after she
like,
took
does
that,
everyone do it?
Yeah, it's like, I think you have to.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I mean, she's playing.
Do they do that in little kid baseball now?
I don't know.
Need to know for Shep and Chuck.
Well, I probably. So, my daughter's 6, and so we're playing. So, it's mandatory.
Okay.
But after she took that line drive off.
Do they have to wear a helmet with a face mask?
Not in the field. It's like a little face.
No, I'm saying when they bat.
Oh, yes.
They do.
Okay. Yeah, if it's coach pitch. But here's the deal.
Does the coach throw underhand?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? That'd be challenging for
me. But I don't think they do the whole 360 circle thing and slap the on your leg. The thing about 6- and 7-year-olds is it's such an age discrepancy. I mean, it's like close in age.
It's a big gap, yeah.
But, like, you may have a 5-foot 6-year-old and, like, a 2-foot-nothing 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And so you get that one girl that's just, you know, she's pretty good, and then she may rip one right and just take somebody out.
A lot of people call me a bad parent. They do? I'm having a lot of difficulties diving into young kids' sports.
I am, too. We've done soccer.
We've done soccer.
Soccer's been
fun. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it, too.
I don't want to coach again.
Ben, I'm going to be honest. We had one practice with softball the other day. I'm kind of like the third coach. It was pretty fun.
You liked it.
Oh, well, the girls love it. Just a little live vicariously through them. They're excited. She was mad we didn't have practice every night.
So you're going to be that parent fighting in the coaches meeting for All-Stars.
Sure don't care that much.
You start travel ball next year.
No, I can't believe you're not playing with.
We're doing dance. We've got
enough going. Oh, we're doing dance. Going to Disney.
Big ballet girl.
Acting like you weren't a Division I athlete.
By the way, since we're talking softball, did you see the old Oklahoma softball team?
Dropped to ULO?
Yeah, 71-game win streak came to a close.
I love that the University of Louisiana Lafayette broke that streak. You know, I watched a 37-minute video today on Tony Chubby, the old coach they had. I'm going to butcher his name.
At ULL?
Yeah, the old baseball coach.
Oh, Robichaud. Yeah.
I watched one of his speeches. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Had me ready to run through a brick wall.
I believe his son's a high school coach. He is around my age.
Yeah, it was. He died in 2019 of a little heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack, yeah.
But pretty incredible video on coaching and travel ball and all that situation. Don't want to upset anybody. So
man,
go there.
I think I'd bother a lot of people if I got into my whole
we don't
want to
lose.
Spill.
We don't want to lose any podcast downloaders.
Head to the Tech tonight. Let us know. Rejuve Me Hotline or text line 888-993-7762. We'll tip off about 52 minutes. If you want to see BC and Beck, we'll be in section 108.
Signing autographs.
Yeah, for free. If you want to buy us a thing or two, you can.
Love the popcorn.
Yeah, we love the popcorn at the Thomas Assembly. I'll be honest.
It's going to be weird. This will be the first game I'll be able to watch, and I'll have little tots running around.
No kidding. Yeah. So, we talked.
You got a parking pass.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I guess we're not riding together.
Dave.
I was going to piggyback off your parking pass.
This is not the most fitting conversation of Beck Ainge of all time.
It's very fitting because the same thought had crossed my mind as well.
Dave was going to be hopping
in. I was going to ask one of y'all to.
I ain't got a parking pass, boys. I'll be parking out in old Jim Henderson's new crib over there.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a walk. Got my tennies on, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking good tonight.
Thanks.
So we were talking about baseball games. You know how they have good menus. We've had jambalaya Tuesday night. You see jambalaya or jambalaya?
Ah, jumb.
I'm kind of a jumbo guy.
Yeah.
I had some, what do you have, Philly cheesesteak last
night?
Little fries, little Cajun seasoning.
Yeah.
Basketball games, they've had some old funnel cake sticks.
Oh, they call them the funnel cake fries.
I'll be damned if old Airmark isn't starting to do their job a little bit.
Hey, they are. They
nachos
need to,
have started warming up some.
They need to work on how much ingredients they bring to the old games would be running out pretty quick.
Okay.
They're scared to have too much.
Yep.
I'll tell you that.
Joey's on the road from Little Rock to the Thomas Assembly Center right now.
Joey Fresh?
Nope, not Joey Fresh.
A different Joey.
Joey Fresh better be in the Thomas Assembly Center tonight, or I'm coming after him. But yeah, Airmark.
If we got people traveling, it's going to be packed.
Little Rock's a little trek.
You said biggest home game in 10 years.
It has to be.
If we win, will Saturday be the biggest one?
I don't know, but biggest regular season game.
Oh,
I think the biggest home game is since 2015 that I own again.
Yeah.
Speedy putback.
Yeah, I was there.
Dogs dub. That was fun.
Yep. I was there for that one.
You know how much basketball's changed since then? Back in 2014, 2015, I call it back in the gap. Speedy and the boys used to wear their shorts were like down to their shins. Nowadays, they kind of got the short shorts.
Which is crazy because it doesn't feel like that long ago.
It's kind of like an era switch.
How much speedier would Speedy have been had he had some shorty shorts?
You think Speedy will be there tonight?
Probably not. Where is he? Is he still playing in Europe?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Nice little career.
Has he made some good money over there?
I'm sure.
Old Euros.
The old Europeans.
Okay.
Tapes, give me an update on Ruston Bearcats down at the old top 28 semifinal matchup playing Northwestern, I think.
North, Negative Central, 38, Ruston, 36.
Oh!
Oof.
Check that Ruston 38.
Woo!
And one coming up.
For Aiden Andy.
Correct.
2025 cornerback prospect that the
Ooh.
Dogs have offered. And, so
it's
has,
a tight game, huh, Tapes?
So is about every Power
Indeed.
5 team in the country.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm. Tapes, if you had the choice tonight, if the Dogs were playing the same time Ruston was playing and you were not producing, where would you go? And you can't base it on the best parking pass.
I'd be at the tack and I'd have this going on the phone.
Okay, Tapes.
Let me ask you this. Dogs go dancing next Saturday night, 9:30. Sunday, selection show. You coming with me to the deck to the selection party?
Yeah.
You going on the road for the NCAA tournament?
Where's it at?
It depends.
We don't know yet.
I told Tapes.
Could be Little Rock.
Any chance it's like Calhoun?
Could be Portland.
Calhoun.
Houghton.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I'm hopping in the car.
What car are you taking? You taking yours? Because that thing's a piece.
Well, it's going to make it. I'll leave it where I get it to.
Forget NIL. You want good coverage for the rest of your life? Y'all need to NIL bin a new car.
Ain't buying it. Ain't taking it.
That thing.
This puppy's going till she dies.
She needs to die.
All right, Tapes. Go ahead. Take her final time.
I thought
night.
That was the last segment.
No.
I gotta conjure up 7 to 10 more minutes of material.
You sure do.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always get some predictions for tonight.
Oh, you darn right we are.
9.5-point favorites, Tech is.
Last prediction I made was 71-62 over McNeese, and I nailed it.
Got him at 8.5 last night.
All right, you listen to Bleed Tech Blue Raider. Coming back, put a bow on it.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're a part of a team. This is Annalar Robertson with the Lady Texters. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Check out the Courtesy Automotive family with Courtesy Direct. Click it, pick it, then come get it from our floor to your door. That's Courtesy Direct at buycourtesy.com. Shop 24/7 online or at two lots filled with 7 of the leading brands, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep Ram, and Jeep. The Courtesy Automotive family off I-20, exit 86, north and south of the interstate in Ruston.
Oh, Courtesy, a great place to buy a car.
Every day is game day at the dugout in Ruston. Warm up with our bases loaded nachos and fried pickles. Make the call to the bullpen for that home run chili cheeseburger combo. And our chicken wings and chicken strips, well, they'll make you feel like an all-star. And you have to try our new Texas tacos. Plus, the Dugout has the best frozen daiquiris in town. That's the Dugout, 2008 Champions Way in Ruston at the Ruston Sports Complex.
Hey DQ fans, every day is a lucky day with a Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. With a refreshing blend of brownie pieces, choco chunks, and cool mint, this treat will put you in the springtime spirit. Pretty sure that DQ Treats made March my favorite month with the Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. So follow the rainbow to your nearest DQ location to get yours before they're all gone. Only at participating DQ locations. DQ, we're happy. It tastes good.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Final segment of the show as we wrap it up on a Thursday night. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, BC, Beck Gaines, John Tabor, Sports Talk 97.7. All right, before we get out of here, next Bleed Tech Blue Radio show, March 21st. That's two Thursdays from now. Not next Thursday, Taze.
Not next Tuesday. Are we going Thursdays from here on out?
No.
Oh.
No.
So I don't have anything until?
March 21st. Put that on your little peanut calendar.
Oh, I'm going to be in Lake Charles.
All right, we'll see.
I might be back.
All right, we'll see. So that's the next Bleed Tech Blue Radio show. I will say this. Dunkin' Dogs Lady Texas go to the conference tournament next week in Huntsville, Alabama. I'll probably sneak in a podcast. Because I feel like it's kind of dumb not to. So be on the lookout for that. Big week for the Dunkin' Dogs and Lady Texters. And I'll probably need to talk about Lane Burrows just absolutely wiping the floor with Southern Miss this weekend.
I love that.
Lady Texter softball, they're not the Texters anymore. They're the Bulldogs, but our show calls them the Lady Texters.
Yep, refuse to do it any other way. Unless Ryan Ivey asks us not to, then we'll probably obey.
If Ryan Ivey asks us not to, we'll change. They'll play Sam Houston State this weekend. So I would have a pretty good.
Do you feel like we just only and always play Sam Houston and everything? I feel like we talk about them all the dang time.
I think it's because it's like Sam Houston State. Like, it just takes forever to say.
It just really sticks in the old memory. Yeah. Huh?
And they're located in Huntsville, Texas. Great city.
Okay.
And they have a track around their football field, but they did kind of beat us kind of bad last year.
Yeah, they sure did.
I can't really hate on that too much. I remember that game a little bit. But, all right, let's get into tonight. First place on lot, Thomas Assembly Center, Dunkin' Dogs, Bearcats with a K.
I think they're 9.5-point favorites, the Dogs are.
Dogs are. Lost the first matchup January the 6th.
Lots happened. Do we have Bacho in that one?
Yes, we did, but Talvin Hester said in his press conference, I believe this week.
He in foul trouble.
He was in foul trouble. We also had a bunch of guys sick. We couldn't even practice 5-on-5 before the game.
So if you can't do that,
not
ready.
Not making an excuse, but there was some a little bit of adversity.
Also, the tack probably wasn't rocking because the game wasn't here. Right?
Well, there was about 83 people at the game.
Yeah. So
Sam used to say doesn't get a whole lot of fans.
So I feel good about it. I think the Dogs are going to win. I don't know if I like 9.5. If I don't like 9.5, I don't like 8.5, but I do like a dub.
Give me 19.5.
19.
This is going to be a bloodbath.
Stop.
Tapes has the Dogs all the way up to 12.5. This is a bloodbath.
Is this coming from the same part of your soul that picks Tech to go 9-3 every year?
Probably so.
Okay. All right. Just take it with caution.
Yeah. For those out there that you think BC's all negative, I do pick football to go 9-3 every year.
Every single year. I can't wait for your prediction.
There's occasional 10-2 in there.
That's true.
Good point, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, boys. We're about to go around this room and we're about to make our picks, and then guess what? We're going to the tank.
Picks for what?
The game tonight.
I thought we just did
that. You got to pick a score.
Oh.
Taves, what you got?
77-61 Dogs.
Oh, I love it. All right, go back.
76-62 Dogs.
All right, I love it.
You're a guy. I love it, though. I'll take it.
Hey, I'll take 75. The old Bearcats with a K-57. And it was as ugly as the score indicates.
No.
I want to thank Ryan Ivey for joining us, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. For John Tabor, for Beck Haynes, I'm BC. Thanks for listening. We'll smell you. Three.
Thanks for listening to the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show on Sports Talk 97.7. Brought to you by Courtesy Automotive Group, Walpole Tire, Brister's Smokehouse Barbecue, Dairy Queen, and Bienville Motors. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. with your host Ben Carlisle on the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show on Sports Talk 97.7.
And you should see the